Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 45 degrees outside, near our high of 46 today. Expect an increase in clouds through the rest of your Thursday. A 31-year-old sex offender from Marquesan has been arrested in connection with a dozen bomb threats made in Waupun over a four-day span this week. Waupun Deputy Police Chief Scott Loudon says cell phone records led to the arrest.
The majority of the intel was from the cell phone provider, and the information we pulled off his cell phone.
The man was brought in for questioning because of other accusations due to refereeing youth sporting contests.
He was refereeing the games in Waupun. He was also, I believe, Beaver Dam is going to have some charges on him for that as well.
During the questioning, he allegedly admitted to the bomb threats. Loudon says all counts related to the bomb threats will be prosecuted through Dodge County and expects the suspect to make his initial appearance in Dodge County Court tomorrow morning. No one was hurt due to a minor fire incident at a nursing home in Plymouth this morning. Plymouth Police Deputy Chief Chris Ringel said they received word around 3:30 of smoke in the hallway of Plymouth Care Center on East Clifford Street. Officers found a burner on a stove in one of the facility's apartments was left on with items on top of it burning. The items were removed and the stove turned off with no report of damage. Ringel said a female was on the apartment floor when officers arrived, but appeared unharmed and refused medical attention from EMS. In a surprise announcement today, President Obama announced a change to his signature health care law, offering a solution that would allow Americans who have been dropped from their insurance coverage to renew their health care plans.
Already, people who have plans that predate the Affordable Care Act can keep those plans if they haven't changed. That was already in the law. That's what's called a grandfather clause. It was included in the law. Today, we're going to extend that principle both to people whose plans have changed since the law took effect, and to people who bought plans since the law took effect.
The announcement comes one day after federal numbers came out regarding how many people have signed up through healthcare.gov. Here in Wisconsin, just 877. Mike Kinzel has more.
Up to 700,000 state residents are supposed to buy coverage from the federal government's purchasing exchange by December 15th, but thousands ran into technical glitches and some couldn't even register on the site. Yesterday, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services issued a state-by-state breakdown of the numbers of people managing to buy insurance on the website from October 1st through November 2nd. The government said just over 19,000 Wisconsinites got far enough to submit applications online. However, just 877 actually got through. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
Governor Scott Walker will hold a news conference this afternoon about Obamacare. He is expected to discuss the impact of those affected by the failed federal rollout of the Affordable Care Act. Presumably, he'll talk about the 77,000 people who will lose their Badger Care at the end of the year and are having trouble signing up for the federal Obamacare insurance exchanges. It has been reported that the state would send out paper applications for Obamacare to all affected Badger Care recipients. However, U.S. Senate Democrat Tammy Baldwin says that wasn't enough, and she called on the governor to extend the state's Badger Care coverage for 3 months to give Washington more time to work out the glitches of healthcare.gov. The state assembly meets today for the final time this year and will take up a calendar filled with bills that are expected to draw fierce attacks from minority Democrats. Some bills scheduled for a vote include changes to election and voter ID laws and proposed constitutional amendments that would make it harder to recall elected officials and change the process for selecting the Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court. State Democrat Representative Andy Jorgensen says the GOP is trying to satisfy special interests.
The party in power has focused their agenda on meeting the needs of their corporate cronies and supporters on the extreme ends of the political spectrum.
Debate is expected to stretch into the early hours of tomorrow morning. The family of missing 27-year-old Kelly Dwyer is offering a $10,000 reward for any information that leads to either her or a conviction. She has not been seen since October 11th, and boyfriend Chris Zocco is under investigation. He is facing separate drug charges and maintains he has nothing to do with her disappearance. Milwaukee police are still treating the case as a missing persons investigation. The expansion of Jagmon Stamping Company in Manitowoc is complete. According to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, the project started in May and included a 50,000-square-foot addition. Jagmon is expected to add as many as 100 new jobs from the $18.9 million expansion. The Cedar Grove Belgium School District will be looking for a new superintendent. The district's Board of Education approved Steve Shaw's retirement last evening, effective at the end of the current school year. Shaw, who has spent the last 6 years of his 41 in education at Cedar Grove Belgium, said simply the time has come.
I'll be 64 when I retire. I thought about retiring earlier. I really like what I do. I continue to like what I do.
Shaw said his retirement has no connection to the recent sudden departure of the district's high school principal. Rather, he is confident the district will be fine with Josh Kettlehagen promoted to the principal spot and other district leaders still there.
I had planned my retirement long before we lost our high school principal. He moved on, so I stuck with it. I figured this is a good time. It can bring in some new folks and get everything back together next year.
Shaw added he is most proud of the facility improvements and faculty staff hires during his tenure in Cedar Grove, Belgium. Taking another look at your weather forecast, we'll see the clouds increase, but highs near 46, and we will stay dry. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low near 30. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 46. The weekend will be warmer, but we are expecting chances of showers throughout. Currently, right now, we are at 45 degrees as we get ready to take you back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time, 1206.